Tim,
Andy,
Noah,
Dancast.
Welcome, everybody.
Welcome.
My name is Tim Babb. I'm a comedian here in Los Angeles, California, and I am the T in Tancast.
I am Andy, and I am the A in Tancast.
I am Nancy, and I am the N in Tancast. No, I'm actually Noah.
No, you're gay. We're going to call you Nancy for the rest of the podcast.
That's fine with me.
All right.
It's not the worst thing I've been called.
No. Yeah, fatty.
Yeah.
That's still not the worst thing I've been called. Tim's friend.
Oh!
That's, <worst thing.
laughs> That's the highest honor anyone can bestow.
No, we're all the people that thought that you guys were a couple, which is awesome because they stopped thinking that Tim and I were a couple.
Well, people used to think you were my dad.
Yeah.
Which is awesome because he's like a half a month younger than me.
Yeah.
And he was a dad, and we were his gay sons.
Gay incestuous sons, I guess.
If you were someone's half-brother, does that make it half as incestuous?
Well, if it's still incestuous as, like, cousins, and you're, like, way more related, I think, I gotta do the math.
We'll wait.
What, are you trying to bang your half-brother and just want our blessing?
Dude, I was saying, there's gotta be a loophole.
Go with God.
He does have a half-sister, and this just got way more disturbing.
Move it along.
So anybody doing anything exciting in the last week? How was your tan week?
No. I went to a party last night. It was not very exciting.
No hot chicks.
My friends like to date within the kind of circle. So one couple broke up, and then the girl started dating this other guy that was kind of like... He wasn't in the circle, but he had an overlapping circle of friends. This is odd.
So was it awkward because they were both there?
Well, no, the guy that she broke up with wasn't there, just the new guy. I didn't find it awkward. I just found it amusing.
That's exciting.
No, not really.
Andy, anything exciting in your tan week?
You know what? Not really. I was a bachelor for several nights while my wife was out of town on business. Although I was really amused when... Just to warn you guys, since Tim, you're married, and Noah, you're about to be, I'm assuming that eventually you'll probably both spawn as well. My wife came back with a little onesie, which is, you know, like a single snap-together jumper-type costume thing for babies.
Yeah, I still remember.
And it says something about growing up on Texas football. And I had to remind her that neither one of us watches college football. Neither one of us comes from Texas. We don't anymore have any family in Texas, and really the chances that our baby will grow up anywhere near Texas football would require our baby to have a friend whose parents are way into Texas football, at whose house he stays a lot.
Or, like, some gypsies randomly take him to Texas.
Yeah, yeah, you know, those Texas gypsies.
Or he just thumbs a ride.
So, yeah, you know, just occasionally... I think I even said this on the last podcast. Occasionally women go crazy. Well, she went fucking nuts.
Really?
She sees baby outfits of any sort, and she's like, oh, that's adorable. And then another one catches her eye. Oh, that's adorable. And then another one catches her eye, and it's like, oh, that's adorable. I like feel like I need to carry around a bag of polished nickels so I can just throw them on the floor every so often so that I can keep her running towards the shiny things.
But they have to have babies on them.
Yes, yes. The nickels won't work. I will need something shiny and baby-related. We'll come back
silver
to this.
Baby rattles.
Yes. Actually, you know what? Probably pacifiers. Those are really, like, cheap, and she'd probably find them cute, and I'll just chuck pacifiers out on the road.
On the road?
Down the road with traffic, not across it.
You're trying to kill her, aren't you?
No.
Easy, Scott Peterson.
I drew a bath for my wife, and to my... touch, it felt like lukewarm. You know, I was like, okay, you know, this is fine, but I would have drawn a bath for myself like way warmer if I was gay and somebody who took baths.
Yeah, that's an if.
Yeah, she walked over and stuck a foot in and was like, oh my god, this is so hot, what are you trying to do, boil our baby? I just stopped and looked at her and went, and she looked like she was ready to either punch me or puke.
Probably both.
Something about pregnant women, they just can't take humor about boiling and eating babies.
I know. Well, unborn babies, too. Which is...
Even unpregnant women don't like burning babies in bags.
No. Which is unfortunate, because in the bags, I mean, you just don't get any brighter than that. And if you're outside, in the dark, and you want to read something, baby in a bag.
Baby in a bag.
And when it comes to
sponsors
to,
of the
TanCast
podcast.
Yes. That'll be our title. Baby in a bag. Burning baby in a bag.
I think my neighbors are having an argument right now.
Awesome.
Hey, maybe just... my neighbors moved over there.
Well, no, I've seen these ones, and yeah.
Not attractive?
She's all right, but she didn't have a lot of tattoos.
Ah, okay. Well, then it's definitely not. Well, maybe she got them lasered off during the move.
And it sounds like just a girl, so maybe the guy is just cowering in the corner.
I think I can actually hear them over your connection.
They stopped.
Yeah, they
then
don't
in that
hear
case,
it
it's just the voices in Andy's head.
Yes.
No, I didn't. Yes, I did. Snakes.
Shh.
Boil your baby.
It's delicious when it's this small. Aw. Oh. All right, Tim, before that gets any worse, how was your week?
So I went to, nothing extremely exciting. I went to, though, like a movie, not a movie shoot. That's way too grandiose for what actually happened. But it's like an interview type talk show that this a friend of mine is pitching. And she wanted me to be in the background because, the setting was in a bar. And I had one of those experiences that you hear about in Hollywood with, like, annoying producers. So the director had told me to walk in front of the camera to look like a bar patron. So basically, I was just walking back and forth in front of the camera to make it look like I was, a guy in the bar who, if anyone was watching this interview closely, would realize that there was only one person in this bar, and he just kept walking in front of these two while they were having an interview. Like, I need to go to the bathroom.
So you're like the one annoying asshole who keeps walking in front of the camera.
Pretty much. And there was a bartender in the background, like, doing bartending stuff. But other than that, the only other person in the bar was me. And I just walked, oh, I'm going to the bathroom. Nope, I'm coming back. Oh, I'm going to the bathroom again. And so the producer all of a sudden grabs me and goes, I don't know if she's even the producer, but she's like, I don't want you to walk in front of the camera again. I know the director's going to tell you to do it, but I don't want you to do it. I'm like, all right, relax. It's not like this was my idea. It's not like I busted in here. I'm going to fuck this shot up and fuck all you people.
So, in that situation, who has more power?
I don't know. And I'm assuming it was her because anytime she said anything, the director did it. Because it was that passive-aggressive thing. She's like, this is... let's say Margaret, even though that wasn't her name. This is Margaret's shoot, but I think we need to do this. Margaret, what do you think? Okay. We need to pick up a two-shot. Well, I didn't think we needed a two-shot. Well, I think you're going to need a two-shot for editing. Okay, I guess we're going to do a two-shot, everybody.
Maybe the producer, because maybe they have all the money. They're like, here, take my money, make this movie.
Yeah. Oh, and also, so after I got demoted, where I, like, the only reason I was there was to be an extra, and I got, okay, we don't want you to do it anymore, I got demoted to... holding the boom mic.
Awesome.
Wait, so there wasn't even anyone in the bar anymore?
Well, no, because this was 9 a.m.
You know what I mean? Like, in their fictional talk show thing?
Well, no.
You were supposed to be the guy.
Yeah, they gave up on that. Although, they didn't reshoot that shot, so there will be, in one interview, a guy walking in front of the camera three times, but at no other point is anybody else in the bar but the bartender.
Nice. Did you get paid?
No!
Oh.
Well, I got a bagel and some orange juice.
But dude, you were a grip. You were crew.
Yep.
You could join the union now.
Sweet.
You should have taped some shit down, then you would have been a gaffer. You would have been a gaffer and a grip and an extra. That's like the three strikes, nobody, but you got your name in a bunch of places in the credits.
Woo!
Hey, speaking of which, I don't know if you noticed this, but that chick, what's her name? Big Ass Row. I can't remember the row part without the big ass part.
Yes.
I found her YouTube thing where she was doing some bit about Jay Leno stealing her joke. Where it was not just her saying,
yes.
Hey, look, here's Jay Leno stealing my joke, but like her then trying to perform it in front of people, I guess was supposed to be the setup of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it, and I was amused by the fact that nobody was laughing, and then I just heard one little in the background, and I was like, oh my god, that's Tim's laugh.
It was indeed.
I left a note on there. I was like, you had Tim Babb in there when you were filming that, didn't you? And she wrote back, yes, indeed, that was Tim Babb.
Wait, what is this big-ass row?
Did you listen to that radio thing that I was on? Not radio, the internet.
Clearly he didn't.
I did not.
He does not love you like I love you.
Oh, I see. Noah is a bag of douche, everybody.
Yes.
I guess it's Tadcast. Tim, Andy, and Douchebag.
Yes.
Would that be Tad-b-b?
I think that is a hyphenate word. Douchebag should actually be allowed a single letter, so it should just be Tadcast. Ruling for Tim.
Well, nice. See, that's the good thing about not doing a podcast with only two people, which is a lot of the podcasts I listen to. We have a third person for a tiebreaker.
Yes.
But anyway, that was just the only common frame of reference I would think that Noah would be able to know who Ro was. But she's a comedian I've met down here. And she does a joke that someone later told her that Jay Leno did on the show, like Jay Leno did on his show. And so she started up this website called JayLenoStoleMyJoke.com. And for part of it, she did a filming of her doing the joke and nobody laughing at it.
Awesome. I bet Jay Leno got more laughs.
Actually, no. Except that was Tim. The thing. The joke didn't go over well when he tried it on the show. It was like the first day after the writers were back. And so he does the joke and then not much happens. And he goes, "Are you sure the writers are back?"
What is the joke about?
If you want to... Well, Rose's version is, if you want to avoid sexual assault, all you have to do is say to the guy, "So does this make you my boyfriend?"
So Jay Leno's version was, if you can't afford a taser but you still want to keep men away, you just have to say, "Where is this relationship going?"
Eh, not really funny.
Yeah, and you know what? It's also a little bit funnier. I mean, you and Jay both bombed on it, I think, but I think that's a joke that's got to be delivered by a woman. Because if a guy delivers that joke like Jay did, it just seems like he's a great big douche. I mean, seriously, like if I walked into a room full of women and said, "Hey, ladies, if you ever don't want to be raped, like, say, by me." Because seriously, I think that's kind of implied. I just sort of cringed when I heard Jay Leno do it. I was like, "Ooh,
like, say by me." I'm not saying. I'm just saying that I could, you know, physically hold you down. But anyway, the point is, I have a gun. No, I'm just saying.
Look at the size of my chin.
I have relationship issues. So if you imply that I will be your boyfriend, then I'm done. I'm out.
I'm not in for anything long term. I just want to do a little illicit activity. I just want to degrade you and go.
Yes.
I'm in, I'm out, I'm done.
I'm just going to chin fuck you once or twice.
I will not be buying you any anniversary presents, so don't count on it.
Oh, that would be awful.
I won't be showing up on your birthday. Well, maybe. Who knows? We'll see what
I bought you this package and wrapped it with tape to celebrate the day of our first rape.
Oh.
Did you just make that up, Tim?
Yes.
Dude, that should be a t-shirt.
Oh, that is horrible.
To any lady listeners who ever happen to be listening to this, I doubt there will be any of you, but... If you've ever been the victim of an assault, I apologize for that. But God,
and then you
damn,
keep laughing,
funny.
Andy.
It was funny.
I'm so sorry you had so much pain and degradation.
I was trying to say I'm not laughing at you, but goddamn, that was fun. Hey, I'm also the guy who was laughing at boiling and eating his own unborn child, so clearly I have issues.
I'm sure he will be a tasty child. Mm.
All right, stop that. You're getting me off track.
When the child is born, you should put him in a little bin so he can't move around a lot and his meat stays tender.
That is a good idea. Actually, we've got a little, it's like this little foldy gate thing, but, you know, it's not like one of those gates that, like, goes across an opening that you bolt on. It's, like, freestanding, so it's kind of like a pen. And we got it when my brother and my nephew were out visiting. And our joke was, you know, hey, we need two babies, and we put them in there and, like, do some ultimate fighting shit with the babies. But then we decided, hey, you know, we've got these two cats, and we've got this pen, and the baby's going to be hungry, as are the cats. We'll just put them all in the pen. Winner eats.
That is horrible, but funny.
I know, but it'll be like our own little Thunderdome.
Four will enter. Only one will eat. Baby dome.
Yes.
We don't need another hero.
Would it be we don't need another baby?
I was going to try and come up with some sort of parody, but I was like, bah, I'm not going to be able to top my date rape Hallmark card, so I wasn't even going to try.
That was a good one.
Yes. So, hey, asking two guys who actually listened to it, going back to the whole thing about we've got three and a lot of them only have two.
Oh, yeah?
How many people does Smodcast have?
Smodcast usually only has two. Occasionally there's three when Brian and Walt Flanagan Brian Johnson and Walt Flanagan. Oh wait, and Malcolm and I think it was Malcolm and Walt Flanagan. That was one of the best ones.
But usually only two?
Yeah, it's usually Scott and Kevin.
Then I'm certain I'm not the first person to say this, but Kevin Smith can suck it.
Probably
it's,
in the...
It's a good podcast with just two.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man. But it's, like, this is why I'm glad we have Andy, because oftentimes, like, Andy doesn't listen to the Smodcast, but, like, oftentimes they'll start talking about something, and both of them will be way off. Like, they have no idea what they're talking about, but it doesn't stop them from going on for about 15 minutes before finally one of them goes, maybe we should look this up. Or sometimes they don't, and they just come back next week like, yeah, we apparently had no idea what we were talking about Helen Keller.
Yes, that was a good one.
Like, they were questioning whether or not she even really existed. Like, if maybe it was just a story made up by the government.
She was a character for the, what was it, the water carrier?
Miracle worker.
That's the one.
Like, they thought she was just, like, a made-up inspirational tale. Like, you know, has anyone ever seen her? And, like, and how did she know what a fart is? She existed? And, like, and then they came back the next week. They're like, yeah, we had no idea what we were talking about.
She couldn't hear and couldn't see. I'm sure that she was still equally able to smell whoever dealt it to smeal. Oh, my God. Okay. You guys talk for a while. I'm going to take a quick nap.
All right, have
fun. I think eventually they put a computer in wherever they record so they can actually look stuff up. But even then, they don't look stuff up right away.
Well, they were talking about Boxing Day. Because I'm listening. They're doing a contest to if you write up the best of clips of Smodcast, you might, you know, you submit the script and you might end up on the show. And so I've been going through looking for the best of clips. And the Christmas one, they were talking about Boxing Day for a good 10 minutes where Kevin Smith was insisting that Boxing Day was the practice of putting your shit in boxes. Because you're taking down your decorations after Christmas. And then Mosier goes, no, I'm pretty sure that's where you box up, you know, old things that you have and give them to, you know, those less fortunate. And Kev's like, no, I like mine better. And then somehow someone convinced them to, and somehow they convinced each other to look on the computer. Even though Scott said, yeah, I guess yours makes more sense. And then they look it up. Oh, wait, no, Scott is 100% right, and I am full of shit.
Generally, Scott is right. If you had to bet on the two, I would bet Scott.
You know,
Kevin most of the time just talks out of his ass.
Yeah, he's I've been so amused by so much of his work, but I think if I listened to some podcasts, I would just be sitting there going, "Why is someone so dumb so successful?"
Well, oh, like, no, it's actually quite amusing. Like, okay, we're making fun of his dumbness, but most of it is.
I mean, and
he
is smart about some stuff, but other stuff he's just oblivious.
Particularly movie stuff,
movies, religion.
Okay, yeah, but the shit that you guys have been describing so far, I imagine him sitting like just eating rice pudding out of a bowl with one of those huge wooden spoons, wearing the little beanie with the propeller top on the top.
No, he's probably actually smoking. Mm. He does that a lot.
Yeah, he's always smoking. You can always. Go ahead, Scott. Say something. Oh, sweet nicotine.
But it's amazing what he's. You know, should we just change this to Smodcast?
Yes. Echoes of Smod.
We can after we get done with Smodcast, we can talk about other podcasts that we listen to, and then we'll just call this one a list of other podcasts we like.
List of other
and boiling babies.
List of other podcasts better than ours.
Well, because Smodcast, I mean, we didn't. I was thinking about this. We never did tell the Tancast origin story in the first podcast, and Smodcast, I think, is part of that. Because like, once I heard Smodcast, I was like, well, we can do this.
We can just sit around and just talk about stuff.
Yeah, because I thought, you know, like, when I was first presented with the idea of podcast, I thought it was like this informational, like, hey, this is scoop newsworthy, and I'm on the scene reporting. Blah 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 and factual this and but then I heard Smodcast and he was just talking about like yeah I got laid once when I was a kid and like I was hanging around with kids in robes. Although if you actually want to read the Tancast origin story, Andy wrote up some excellent prose in the about Tancast section of Tancast.com. Definitely worth a read.
You know, I was actually just thinking I got to update that slightly at the very end because I mean
it says soon there'll be a podcast.
Yes, it has fledged.
There is a podcast, and we have it!
I am the one who brought you podcasts!
So anyway, Noah, what were you about to say?
So I had a question for you guys. I don't know why I was thinking about this, but for some reason I was thinking about the very first porno I watched. And what an experience that was. And I actually remember the name of it. It's called Mummy Dearest. And it's about this mummy, comes back to life,
Mummy.
Yeah, Mummy. Like, not a mommy, a mummy, sorry.
No, I was like, dude, they should have gotten in trouble for that shit.
I was like, Mommy Dearest isn't a porno, okay. Dude.
Sorry, Mummy Dearest. But if you had sex with this mummy that came back to life, she sucked all the jism out of you and it killed you.
That's frightening.
Just like a woman. Sucking you dry till you're dead. In case anyone's curious, there's a huge irony alert going on right now because I'm the one sucking my wife dry.
Yes.
Sucking that.
I'm the one not pulling my weight in this relationship.
Hey, you clean and cook.
I just did the dishes.
Ooh.
But anyway, so Mummy Dearest, how did you come upon Mummy Dearest? No pun intended.
But pun certainly appreciated.
Well, I watched it with someone, so there was no funny business. But somehow a male friend got it, and I don't know how he got it, but we watched it late at my house in my room while my mom was sleeping. I was like, shh, keep it low. I don't want her to hear.
Wow, yeah, because that would be awkward.
That would be awkward.
Just your mom wakes up, walks in the living room, you and a dude are sitting there watching a porn. Hey, Ma, we're just...
It's a horror movie.
Homework. This didn't... Mummy Dearest didn't turn out as I thought.
I thought it was a much different movie. Whew.
Someone's going to be getting a stern critique when I return this to the video store. Go back to bed. I remember my first pornographic film. It was at a friend's house, and he had swiped it, I think, from his parents' collection.
That a collection?
Well, I don't know that it had a collection. I don't know that the collection was anything, you know, that rivals Blockbuster or anything like that. Like, it may have been two or three or maybe even two tapes. But anyway, he grabbed it and we were watching it, and I was like, It was just awkward to watch it with a group of dudes. Because there was, like, tons of us there. There was, like, Peter's got a porno! So all over there, I'm like, oh, okay. So she's sitting on his pee. Oh, no! It was lame! There was a girl sitting in the bathroom peeing. Like, they just put a camera in there sitting on the toilet. Like, essentially she was peeing. She may not have been. You couldn't see anything. I mean, you could see that she was sitting on the toilet naked, but, like, you know, you couldn't see anything coming out. And then, I just remember I was very disappointed. I was like, if this is what porno has to offer, no thanks.
I remember when I was watching mine, I couldn't believe that they're actually, I'm like, is this real? Is that his real penis? Is that actually happening?
You know, I actually have similar recollection for that same set of thoughts. And then, oddly enough, I was the depraved, horrible bastard who had a girlfriend who had never seen a porno and wanted, like, just thought, well, maybe I'll see a porno. And I was like, well, I can provide you with a porno. I know where to find porno, and I will bring you porno, and then we will watch porno together, and maybe you'll touch me or something. I don't know. And so, and of course, no, she didn't. But, yeah, brought her the porno, and verbatim, that was her reaction was, is that really his... Oh, but they're not going to show... They are. But they're not going to show him... Oh, my God, they are!
Is this the girlfriend I knew or the girlfriend I barely knew?
This is the girlfriend that you introduced me to.
All right.
There you go.
So I think you knew.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
She was a crazy bitch.
I was like, that ended up in Andy being very bitter for a very long time.
Yeah, it did. Oh, my God.
And you're responsible, Tim. Congratulations.
Hey, you know what? I didn't want to have to walk two separate people home, so I decided if they were dating, I could walk home with them together.
Yep. And it worked out really well for you, because it didn't go horribly, horribly downhill until, like, end of high school, after high school.
So you didn't have to walk two people home. So your plan worked, Tim.
Yes.
You're very selfish.
Genius.
Kudos. You know, that was only, what, like 9 years of my life of pain.
Wait, it was all pain?
No, it was not all pain.
Okay, I was like, Jesus.
I was just trying to overstate it.
Okay.
Besides which, it would only be 9 years if you counted, like, the whole relationship, and then all the bitterness afterwards, and then, you know, like, round it up or something. I don't know.
Round it up.
Yes. Well, you know, it's pain. You got to round up.
Definitely.
Yes.
I just ran into one of her friend. Well, one of our, her and I's mutual friends in Stockton when I was back there doing a show. She's married now. Has two kids. Is still hot.
With the friend or Andy's girlfriend?
Oh, the friend. I have both of us had lost contact with Andy's girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the last time I saw her.
Being the fact that I lived with Andy during the breakup, I wasn't about to be like, well, I'm going to keep in close contact with his ex-girlfriend as I possibly can.
Is that the one that has big ears?
Yes.
Yep.
Nice. I remember her. I saw her once.
And she was at your brother's wedding, right?
Yep. Yeah, that was awkward.
I imagine, yes.
Me with the new girlfriend, her there. She tried to come up and talk to me. I just walked around her like, you know, like if you're walking just somewhere and all of a sudden there's like a pole sticking out of the ground. You're like, oh, just got to walk around this. Like, just do like a quick sidestep and go around it. Yeah, well, she was the pole.
If you'd only known that the girl you were dating at the time was also going to turn out to be a psycho crazy bitch, you could have just thrown the two against each other and made them fight.
It right away.
That would have been funny. Yeah, no, actually, the one that I was dating at the time, she had her crazy, but I think some of her crazy was just that we both had different goals and all, so, you know, I try not to say too much bad shit about her because, you know, I didn't walk out of that relationship being pissed off. She did. Oh my God, did she, but...
She was pretty crazy. The fact that she would just call you if you didn't pick up the phone, that was a little bit crazy.
Yeah. Wow, I totally forgot about that.
I did not forget about it because it would irritate me. Like, oh, look, your phone's ringing. Can you please pick it up? Because if you don't, she's just going to dial the home phone number and dial it a couple times.
Yeah, but you know what? You also got to admit that some of that was my fault because, well, I mean, her behavior, not my fault. That was her own little bit of crazy. But there would just be like times where it was like, I'm spending time with my boys. I told her I was spending time with my boys. I told her I would call her. What's she calling for? So, you know, I kind of antagonized her a little. Which possibly led to, during our breakup, her being very bitter and angry at me.
I think women are just bitter and angry sometimes.
Well.
Potentially. But
men are bitter
I'm
and
also
angry.
A dick sometimes, so.
This is true.
Oh, God, yes. Men are bitter and angry sometimes.
I know at least two of the men on this podcast discussion. Have been bitter and angry for a series yes. of time.
I have fond memories of grabbing the phone away from somebody who was making Noah bitter and angry and screaming into the phone, stop fucking with my boy's head.
I totally remember that as well.
Literally at the top of my lungs to the point that I had to stop and take a breath in front of the word head. It was stop fucking with my boy's head.
I was there.
Did I hand the phone back to you after that, or did I hang up on her?
No, you can give it back to me, because I was still
there. Okay.
How'd that relationship work out, Noah?
I don't even talk to her anymore.
Oh, it was already down the tubes at that point. Yes. She was off on some other guy, and...
Well, not some other guy. It was a guy she was dating before, and then they were having
problems. Some other guy. It's not you, therefore it's some other guy.
Well, yeah, this is true. But you guys were all the like, that was just some random guy she met. They had history.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But it was, like, abusive history, and she'd, like, broken up with him before she started dating you, and then told you she didn't want to date anybody and went right back to him. And
this wasn't the sister of the girl that I was dating, was it?
The sister? No.
The hot lesbian sister?
Well.
Oh, no. Although, she was crazy, too.
Aren't they all crazy?
She's married now. I think married, or, I don't know, maybe. I can't remember.
So we're talking about it. I'm trying to think of who Andy said that to.
Oh, this was Stephanie. Different Stephanie.
Yeah, it was Evil Steph.
Yes. There's like Evil Steph, Original Steph, and my Steph.
Yeah.
OG Steph.
OG Steph.
Speaking of OG Steph, I will give her a little shout out, and just in case she actually does listen to this.
She's never listened to a podcast in her life.
Yeah. I'd IM'd her over the course of Friday at some point and just said something about, hey, did Tim and Noah tell you that we've got a podcast up finally on Tancast? She writes back, damn it, yes, I still haven't listened to it or something like that. And I was like, okay, I'm sorry. Have they been like bugging you about it or something? I just thought maybe nobody told you or something. She goes, no, the damn it was for me because I kept meaning to listen to it and I'll listen to it over the weekend, I promise. I'm like, hey, it's the three of us screwing around and recording ourselves and then putting it online. It's not like it's your homework or any shit like that.
And now we will discuss the meaning of life.
Yes.
So I think we were wrong in our estimate of how many people were listening. I am confident of that at least six people listened, not counting the people who are listening right now.
Are those all six people that you know?
Well, yes.
Okay.
I mean, I've never necessarily met some of them. Like, they were MySpace. Some of them are MySpace friends. But one of them is Jeff, who I was telling Danelle about the podcast, and she was like, I bet Jeff is sad that you guys don't include him. So maybe we should have him as a guest one day.
Yes, we should.
Actually, Jeff was, he was saying, oh, I was listening to the podcast, and since I know you guys, I kept wanting to be in the conversation.
See? We gotta get him on here.
Absolutely.
Jeff, if you're listening, make some time.
Jeff is good piece.
He's going to be our special celebrity guest.
Yes. He never lived with us, but he should be included.
True.
Yeah, I think he did want to be included. He can talk about video games.
Yeah, see, that'll be
excellent.
A good episode.
Yes,
an episode with an actual theme as opposed to this Seinfeldian blathering about whatever comes up.
Well, anyways, I can add a seventh person. Dude I Ooh. Worked with, he's been, like, chatting with me about setting up the site and stuff like that, and I said, oh, yeah, we set up a podcast, and I guess he went home and listened to it, and he said that we're all crazy. So that may be the one and only one he ever listens to, I don't know.
Oh, and one...
He seemed to be amused, but maybe that was just to make me feel better.
One of the people who listened is in Georgia. How you like them apples?
Really?
Yep.
So I probably should have actually said that it was the AMC theater near the Town Center Mall, as opposed to just saying that it was the... corn on the cob, fried food, sister fucking movie theater.
He actually figured it out.
Oh, so he knew that the.
Well, because you said it was Cobb Point or Cobblicious or Cobb Salad or Thai Cobb. I don't remember what you said, but it's something to do with.
Yeah.
And one of them was that incredibly attractive gal you used to work with.
She listened to it?
Yeah, she even left a comment on the on Tancast.
Oh, really?
And by incredibly attractive, I mean that in a completely gay way, in case she's listening again.
I think she'll be okay with it.
I figured.
You can call her attractive, just make sure that you...
Yeah, I don't know that too many women who would be upset if you called them attractive.
Yeah.
Like, I remember once Sandy from the radio station, for those who don't know, I used to work at a radio station. One time she was leaving, and I was like, get out of here, you skinny bitch! And she goes, did you just call me skinny? I was like, wow, you can say anything you want as long as you preface it with skinny.
Get out of here, you skinny cock guzzling. Oh, gosling. Okay, seriously, nap time.
Gosling, is she a goose?
Yeah, or Ryan.
My fiance just started taking a nap right next to me.
Oh. That's how that's how entertaining this podcast is.
How entertaining Noah's part is. You and I are fucking hilarious.
It's kind of my fault, because as I'm sure you guys recall, I can snore pretty loud. And especially when I've been drinking, and I was drinking last night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, snap. No getting his crunk on.
Dude, I remember hearing you through the wall, going out and waking you up in the living room. Dude, go to bed so there's two walls between us instead of one. I'll be trying to sleep, you just get this rhythmic.
I remember hearing both of you guys through the walls, but not when you were asleep.
Shh.
Is that when we were reading Bible scriptures?
Yeah. Let's say that. I was like, easy with Leviticus in there.
Are you talking about the girl I actually dated or someone else?
I'm talking about the book in the Bible that says you can't be gay or eat shellfish, and it's funny how many conservatives read one part of that but not the other. But in terms of your women, there's no need to go into specifics.
Yes.
I'm sure those ladies would appreciate it if we just, you know what, you know, leave me out of this.
Don't,
yeah,
don't.
I'm sure they
part
would.
Of your internet fuckfest.
Don't speak my name.
I just remember you coming out of your bedroom after reading the Bible and sitting down and going, hey, were you watching Indiana Jones or, no, The Rock or whatever it was? Yeah, because I heard, da-na-na-na, da-na-na, da-na-na. Yeah, you know why you heard that? Because all I could hear was, Leviticus!
That used to be a joke in my act for a while.
I know. I missed that joke.
We'll bring it back.
Based on fact.
Based on a true story.
Just the look on your face, Noah, when I said that to you. See, this is... like, I'm laughing because of images I can see in my own head. I totally know it's not going to translate well for anybody listening to this shit, but...
Maybe we should start doing some drawings, reenactments.
Yes.
I was thinking maybe I should start putting some show notes up there.
Awesome.
We're going to be taking iTunes by storm, so we're going to be at the top of the list.
Yes, we will.
Oh, speaking of which, how... I know how I subscribe to our... Because I subscribe to our own podcast, because, you know... at all times, if I can, you know, listen to me, I will do it. I'm like, me, me, me. In fact, I have a version of this where I edited you two guys out and it's just me talking. Like, I'm so funny.
I'm talking to myself.
Fuck those other guys, they bring me down.
It's just going to be cast. But how would our normal, average, everyday listener who's not privy to our control panel subscribe to this podcast?
Well, we've got a feed set up. I actually need to put a link up on the site, just, you know, like, subscribe to our podcast. I think it's actually just tancast.com/?feeds=podcast. But, you know, I can actually probably check that out here.
Because I've seen other sites put, like, a little button that even launches iTunes for you and brings up the store. Is that hard to do?
Probably not. I'll need to actually look into how to do that and do it. But, yeah, it is just tancast.com/?feed=podcast.
And so if you were using iTunes, what you would do is you would go to your advanced menu, select subscribe to podcasts, and copy and paste our feed URL into the box that comes up, and then hit OK.
Yep.
And our feed URL is what Andy was just describing.
Yes, which is http://tancast.com/?feed=podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we'll probably just get a link put up later that will actually make that work a little bit better. And I'm also working on getting us subscribed into iTunes. Or published to iTunes, I guess. Get iTunes to subscribe to us. So maybe at some point, all you'll need to do is open up iTunes and then search for Tancast, and you'll find us. But
that's number one.
Maybe next year we'll make the top 100 new podcasts.
Maybe. Maybe not.
You got to dream big.
I know. I'm dreaming for top million. Hey, there's a lot of motherfuckers on the internet.
Woo! We did it! 999,997. We barely made it.
We'll be getting sponsorship soon.
I know.
Audible. They sponsor a lot of podcasts.
We are already sponsored by Flaming Babies.
Yes, apparently.
Flamingbabies.com.
Burningbabyinabag.com.
Good to read by and makes a fun prank.
Dude comes out, stomps on. Oh, what's this fire? Oh, I got baby on my shoe.
We got a baby coming on the way. Fresh baby.
I know.
Fresh baby.
All right, stop it. You motherfuckers keep making me hungry.
Oh.
I want your baby back, baby back, baby back.
In my tummy.
Yeah, baby.
Baby!
So, gas prices went up again. That's always awesome.
It seems like they're jumping up even faster now. Like, before, they're under, like, you know, just like a week or two ago, they're under, like, under $4. And now, they're almost, like, up to $5.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Really? What's...
Oil went up again. Because I guess... I may be reading this wrong. This may be some very smodcastian information. But, I'm just not saying that. That's going to be my... That's going to be my new word for unverified facts. Smodcastian.
All right.
But, I guess people, because currency is, you know, like specifically the American dollar is going down, a lot of people are investing in oil, and it's rising, it's, you know, because oil keeps raising in price, so they're buying lots of it, which is making the price raise even higher.
It's very similar to what you just described, but it's actually like people aren't buying oil like in the way that they've got a big-ass tank in their backyard to put it in.
Right, right.
There's a whole, like, speculation market where people are... It's like buying the idea that I own X number of barrels of oil, and then I can sell those X number of barrels of oil to somebody else without actually transporting it from point A to point B. It's really complex, weird shit, but yeah, essentially, it is, you know, falling dollar means that oil is increasing in value against the dollar. There's also increased usage with, like, China and India going through booms and all the rest, but there's also just, like, that whole asshole factor where... Exxon and British Petroleum and all the rest of them really like our money. So their profits are like at all-time record highs. Like every quarter is a record profit for like all of the big five oil companies. They don't seem to have really good answers on why that's happening.
Yeah, so. There was one gal on The Daily Show, which, you know, again, this is where you go for the top-notch information. And Jon Stewart's like, but I don't understand why if the... okay, the price of gas is raising because the cost is raising, but then how come you're also getting record profits? And she's like, well, because there's, you know, it's all about supply and demand. Like, everything she said was just generic, one-off, like, this doesn't answer my question. He's like, yes, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, I don't think any of us understand.
I've got a pretty good understanding. It's called greed.
Well, yes.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, you look at the things that they're talking about where, you know, usage is at an all-time high and, you know, demand is going up, but the supply is not going up because countries like Venezuela and Saudi Arabia aren't pumping more oil. So, but when it really comes down to it, the fact that their profits are soaring means that they're making more money. So if usage in the U.S. is pretty flat year on year, I mean, especially with the spiking prices, the U.S. is not using a whole shitload more, and yet the amount of profit being taken out of the U.S. is increasing, you know, maybe their percentage profit in terms of the, you know, percent of the price paid as the price goes up, you know, if they're getting like 5% or whatever, then that's more dollars. But at the end of the day, if you flip it around and, like, you know, that 5% was 15 cents at $3 and it's 20 cents at $4, they could get exactly the same profit that they were getting if they knock their profit down to the same amount of cents per gallon and just drop it, you know, 5 cents. And that's 5 cents off the price of gas. So it doesn't matter how much these people talk in circles about supply and demand and the cost of crude oil and everything, because crude oil actually fell at least a couple of the days last week, and gas prices went up, so there's not a lot of connection between at least the immediate price of crude oil and the immediate price of gas. But, yeah, you know, sure as shit, if crude oil goes up, gas goes up right away, and if crude oil goes down, gas does not go down right away, so...
Well, not only that, but it's like, even if the price of gas is going up, it shouldn't just be like a dollar-to-dollar thing. It should be like, okay, let's raise it enough so, you know, we're getting the same profit, where we're not gouging people, you know, and getting record profits.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is record profits equals, in this case, lack of competition, or lack of the will to compete with each other.
Well, not, well, that, but I mean, they know they don't have to, really. I mean, you know, we need gas.
Yeah, and so that really is the thing. I heard some asshole talking about, well, you know, if we're going to talk about taxing the gas companies, then we should ask Google about their record advertising profits. I'm like, man, there is never a time where an ad has gotten me to work or an ad has brought food from the farms to my table.
Right, or like I'm like, oh, I can't go on the internet today. There's ads on Google. Like I can't afford to go on Google. Whereas I literally walk to the bank and to the store now because I'm like, I don't want to, you know, put any more gas on my car than I have to.
Yeah, and you're not alone. So, you know, all these people talking about the, you know, oh, well, there's other areas that get, you know, just insane. Well, it's like, those are all areas with competition, and those are all areas where the people making a lot of money are getting it because they're very good at what they do.
Yeah, and they're not...
You know, like, Google has got plenty of competition. They can make a shitload of money because they're very good at advertising. But at no point is that at all, like, going to affect a whole economy or, you know, people's lifestyle or people's income or anything else.
Well, also, they're just deflecting because whatever other companies do doesn't really matter when we're just talking about a certain issue, which is you and your record profits and, you know... people suffering because gas is so high.
Yep.
It's like, well, okay, maybe they do that, but this is the issue right now, so let's address this one, and then, you know,
that's
go to the other issues.
That's another podcast I listen to. It's called LSAT Logic in Everyday Life, and they dissect arguments made by people, and how, like, when Scott McClellan's book came out, and people kept deflecting from the actual argument of what he was saying by saying, you know, he called out Richard Clark for writing a similar book during an election year, and now he's writing a book that says a lot of the same stuff during an election year. So why should we listen to him? And I like the phrase that the guy gave. He's like, people need to understand something. Being a hypocrite doesn't make you wrong. So saying that someone's a hypocrite is not a valid weakener for their argument.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, that, good times.
That's a good podcast. I'll listen to it as well.
It's way shorter than this one. Like, they would have had 20 podcasts in the course of our podcast today.
It's like 5 minutes, maybe 6 minutes.
Yes, but ours is to amuse ourselves, and theirs is to instruct the populace. We have different purposes.
Well, I also find when it's just one person doing a podcast, I can't listen for very long.
Yeah, you kind of get tired. Like, I listen to a lot of podcasts.
The exception being netcot.com. I can listen. That guy does it for about a half hour. I can usually listen. But he also has, he has interesting things, and like he has audio and stuff like that. But usually I just can't handle one dude, either scripted or unscripted, talking for more than a half hour. Like, all right, buddy, I don't give a crap. Which is funny, because that's what I do for a living. I'm just one dude, and I talk for, you know, up to an hour sometimes. And I'm available for college booking if anybody's listening. All right. I'll come
to
your college.
It could be more interactive, though, Tim, if it, you know.
That's true, because the audience can at least get involved immediately. They don't have to just sit there and listen passively.
Yeah.
I would prefer if they didn't yell things out, however.
Really? You don't want them to, like, yell, "You suck! Get a day job!"
Wait, no, don't. Just die.
Oh.
I'm like, Mom!
Oh, so sad.
Old joke, but still funny.
Your mama loves you.
She does indeed. She is wicked supportive.
Yes, she is.
She loves a lot of people, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm just kidding. Mom. Tim's mom.
Yeah, my mom's listening to this podcast. I think she turned off when the babies started getting eaten. My mom is not one of the six.
I'm going to start every podcast now with, fuck! Goodbye, Tim's mom.
I'm Andy, and I'm the A in podcast. I'm in Tancast. Fuck! Speaking of moms, has your mom listened to this, and have you heard any feedback?
I'm actually afraid to ask any of my family if they've listened to this. I mean, they know I'm messed up, which is weird because, like, my family... Okay, yeah, like, my dad has a weird sense of humor and everything, but... Certainly not as blue as mine. Oh my god. My dad would probably just shake his head like, I tried so hard to raise the boy.
I'm very disappointed in you, son.
Yeah.
Why would you talk about eating your own baby?
Yeah.
We didn't eat you. We raised you right. Learn a lesson. Noah, anybody in your immediate circle listen to the podcast?
Nope.
And Noah's like, I ain't telling nobody nothing. I don't know you motherfuckers.
I was thinking about, I didn't want to tell my coworker about it, because I'm like, what if I want to talk about my coworker one time?
Good point.
Tancast. So no one at work. I don't think Stephanie's really interested.
Judging by the slumber, I would guess not.
Yeah. You know, I don't think that my wife listened either, so.
It's funny to me that she can sleep through you talking easier than sleeping through you snoring.
Well, she actually got up. I don't know where she went.
She's like, fucking him out.
So maybe we should wrap this Tancast up so Stephanie can get some sleep.
Wink, wink, a.k.a. Bible sleep.
By Bible sleep, you mean something funny that I can't think of right now, then yes.
You know me like a book.
Noah had all the makings of a great joke, except the joke.
Call in or write in and send us your ending to that joke, and we might read it on next week's Tancast.
Ending? Shit, it needs a middle part.
Shh, Andy!
Just write a good joke, we'll read it.
We're making
Use Noah's premise and make a joke.
thanks to everybody who's listening. You can subscribe, like Andy said. Well, I guess like the three of us, you know, combined together said in Voltron fashion how to subscribe tancast.com/ Egyptian hieroglyphics monkey turtle podcast.
They gotta draw a squirrel.
Squirrel. Yeah, don't forget the squirrel, or else you'll subscribe to a different Tancast, which is just George Hamilton.
Yes.
Bing. Leave us a comment on the tancast.com website.
Yes.
And
we'll be sure to mark you as spam so you can't comment on any place. No, we really won't. Probably. Don't
and
spam us.
More than likely, we will see you next week, unless we're all busy, in which case I'm sure you have full lives that you can get back to until we come up with another Tancast.
You have other stuff to do.
I'm sure almost any other use of your hour would be better than this.
All right, parting thoughts from the two of you?
Well, now you're a little bit dumber for listening to us.
Yes. Sometimes my upper lip smells like bacon, and I haven't been eating bacon.
What have you been eating?
Uh-oh.
Tim?
That means the cops are nearby.
Oh.
Oh. There goes our police demographic.
Oh.
Now they're not going to back it in like all the cops do. And that's an inside joke that's so inside that I don't even think it should be let outside.
Maybe we'll tell you if you come back next week.
Yes. Ooh, leave them hanging with a cliffhanger.
I know.
All right. So, bye-bye.
Bye.